From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting more information on the Istanbul airport attack. Turkey says the three suicide bombers who carried out Tuesday's attack were from Russia, Uzbekistan, and Kyrgyzstan. Turkish officials continue to believe the attack was launched by Islamic State fighters. The death toll from the blasts at Europe's third busiest airport has increased to 44, while more than 230 people were wounded in the attack. Police conducted raids on 16 locations in three Istanbul neighborhoods Thursday, arresting 13 people suspected of having links to the Islamic State group. The process of replacing British Prime Minister David Cameron started in earnest Thursday. Candidates for leader of the ruling Conservative Party outlined their strategies for dealing with the consequences of last week's Brexit referendum. Boris Johnson, the flamboyant former mayor of London, has pulled out of the contest.
My role will be to give every possible support to the next Conservative administration to make sure that we properly fulfill the mandate of the people.
Interior Minister Theresa May, who reminds many in the Tory party of Margaret Thatcher, is now the favorite to replace Mr. Cameron. The United Nations Children's Agency says one in five children in Iraq are now at serious risk of death, injury, sexual violence, abduction, and forced recruitment into armed groups. According to the latest UNICEF report, in the past 2.5 years, an average of 50 children a month have been abducted or sexually abused. According to the report, almost 10% of Iraqi children, more than 1.5 million, have been forced to flee their homes, often multiple times, because of violence. This is VOA News. The United States Thursday added 8 countries to its blacklist of nations not doing enough to end human trafficking. The U.S. State Department has put Uzbekistan and Turkmenistan on the list of its 27 worst offenders, along with Myanmar, Haiti, Djibouti, Papua New Guinea, Sudan, and Suriname. Kuwait and Thailand were moved off the list of the lowest-ranking nations. The department said the governments in Libya, Somalia, and Yemen were too chaotic to be able to judge their efforts against human trafficking. Secretary of State John Kerry, in releasing the 16th annual report, said human trafficking remains a major problem in parts of the world.
We're talking about slavery, modern-day slavery, that still today claims more than 20 million victims on any given time.
John Kerry, the commander of naval forces in the Middle East, says the detention of 10 U.S. sailors by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps earlier this year was wholly preventable. In Navy documents released Thursday, U.S. Navy Vice Admiral Kevin Donegan said the January incident was due to poor leadership, a non-existent compliance with proper maintenance and procedures, as well as insufficient planning. Officials said Thursday airstrikes on about 40 vehicles have killed at least 250 Islamic State fighters in Iraq. The vehicles were located just south of newly liberated Fallujah. Also, Syrian forces have made strides this week in regaining control of captured towns near Iraq. Rodrigo Duterte was officially sworn in as the 16th president of the Philippines on Thursday in a low-key inauguration in the capital. Duterte did not take the oath in front of a large public rally. He has frequently denounced the lavish lifestyle associated with the office, saying he will be traveling in a pickup truck rather than the presidential limousine. The U.S. Senate passed a debt relief bill for Puerto Rico Wednesday. The bill awaits President Obama's signature before Friday, the day the U.S. territory is set to default on its next debt payment. President Obama says he plans to sign the legislation. An Australian teen pleaded guilty Thursday to planning a terrorist attack, which included packing a kangaroo with explosives and turning it loose on police during a national holiday in Melbourne. Police uncovered Sevdet Basim's scheme before the holiday. They found messages on his phone to a teen in Britain concerning plans for an attack on Anzac Day in 2015. The two allegedly plotted to behead police officers during a holiday parade. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.